Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon. Yeah, go ahead, break out the sweaters. Yeah, it's come back. The cool weather, breezy conditions. They're being featured this week. Breezy days will make the feel-like temperature seem much colder. Cold blasts will plummet those temps throughout the work week in the overnight hours. Not as brutal, though, as we're saying in the freezing range, because it's not. It's just going to be like in the upper 30s, I think, for the extreme warm to cold. I think upper 30s for your extreme cold, and then probably your 50s or so, upper 50s, lower 60s.
In that ballpark, yeah.
Something like that. Okay, Austin's going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. Believe it or not, tax season just around the corner. I've got a story, Austin, that I'm going to talk about coming up in less than, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 minutes from right now, about tax tips and how you, I'm going to start featuring those as we lead up into our wonderful April deadline for taxes. But anyway, we'll talk about that in about 7 minutes. Taxes coming up. President Trump continues his crackdown on illegal immigration in the U.S. Kevin Urinsky has the details in Securing America.
Securing America.
As the first month of President Trump's new term comes to an end, the focus on removing illegal immigrants has registered some significant numbers, with arrests of illegals up 137% compared to a year ago, with over 12,000 taken into custody between January 20th and February 8th. Border czar Tom Homan commented while appearing on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, saying border crossings are down 90%.
Less people are dying crossing the border. Less Americans are dying from fentanyl overdoses. Less women and children being sex trafficked across that border. Less terrorists are getting in.
But he says the work is actually just beginning.
At last count, we had over 600,000 illegal aliens with criminal convictions walking the streets of this country.
Homan expressed continued frustration at sanctuary cities that are still not granting ICE agents access to those scheduled to be deported. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
617 News Radio 92.3 in Austin. I'm looking here at our monitors. One of the monitors have flooding in Kentucky. One has flooding in Tennessee. We're not going to be dealing with this, are we?
No. Luckily, it doesn't look like we will be, at least. We'll start with the weather, though. Yeah. Well, first, where are my manners? We'll start with our sponsor. This Traffic and Weather Together update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure, and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is Lear Capital. Alrighty, looking at the weather here, it's 52 degrees outside right now, low of 42. Tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 62 and a low of 49. Rain will come in Tuesday evening, but shouldn't result in any of that flooding you're talking about. As for the roads, not too much going on. We do have some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. Outside of that, not much holding you up.
Yeah, Tennessee's getting whacked. The place that they used as like the epicenter, Reeves. And it's spelled R-I-V-E-S, but it's pronounced Reeves, Tennessee.
Right. So it's spelled like Rives.
Yeah, right. Potato. Well, you know, if you know what I'm saying. I guess it's what part of the state you come from. Anyway, they're getting slammed with flooding this afternoon. Trump administration also asking the Supreme Court to keep a fired government watchdog official off the job. Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Lower courts have said Hampton Dellinger, the director of the Office of Special Counsel, a federal investigative agency, must be reinstated, at least temporarily. The Trump administration is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the dismissal to take effect. Dellinger was fired last month, but sued, arguing his firing was against the law. The Justice Department says President Trump has the power to manage the executive branch. The Office of Special Counsel is different than the attorneys that were named to lead investigations of President Trump and former President Biden. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, you talked about what Tennessee had been dealing with, and kind of branch off of that intense flooding over the weekend, being blamed for at least 13 deaths.
Jeez.
And this is over the course of several states, mind you. The storm system triggered more than 1,000 rescues and widespread road closures across parts of the southeast. The governor of Kentucky gave an update earlier today saying that the death toll had risen to 11 in his state, another death reported in Georgia, and one in West Virginia. Elsewhere, tornado outbreaks were confirmed in Mississippi and Alabama.
You know, I was looking at this, but my mind and thoughts, prayers still go over to North Carolina.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
people are still having a rough time over there. And now the flooding sits in, and we got Kentucky and Tennessee to talk about. Hey, interesting day today in Northwest Florida. Governor DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet meeting in Niceville today to discuss critical statewide issues. The meeting at Northwest Florida State College included key state officials. Let me give you a sample of who would dare, okay? Attorney General James Uthmeyer, CFO Jimmy Patronis, Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson. There's a lineup for you, I would say. Pretty
Absolutely.
Respectable folks in attendance there. So they had quite a day. As a matter of fact, AG Uthmeyer was, he was actually... kicked into office today. Of course, he replaced Pam Bondi,
right,
who went on with President Trump as the AG. So many things happening on the local level. Pensacola, boy, we had a weekend, didn't we, with Pensacon?
We sure did.
I mean to tell you. it is now just a fond memory. As a matter of fact, I could not see you on the B-rolls that Channel 3 was rolling.
Oh, really? I was all over the place, huh?
I said, well, I know that guy. Man in the old cat country tent, were you?
Yes, I was at Pensacon on Friday, just for a couple hours,
yeah.
And then my replacement showed up, and I got out of there.
Okay, listen, 12th annual year for this really iconic event. A lot of industry celebrities, voice actors, artists, they were all there at the Bay Center. One fan shared his thoughts about what was happening.
I love the vendor fair. You get to see a lot of cool stuff that you can't find anywhere else. Meet a lot of interesting people. You see other cosplayers. Then you get to go and meet a lot of the guests. So you get to see some of your favorite artists, characters from different shows and movies that you grew up with. So it's very nostalgic, and it's a lot of fun for everyone.
Okay, plans already in the works for next year's lineup.
Another huge announcement for us, a guy who's only done one other convention, and bring your stuff that you got signed from the Aliens crew back next year, because Paul Reiser from Stranger Things, just Mad About You, The Boys, so many different things. Going back to Diner, the Barry Levinson film, so much work.
Okay, Pensacon 2026 version 13, scheduled 20th of Feb to Feb 22, 2026. Let me, before I slide out and kind of rest this story here, some of the other folks that will be coming next year, already signing the dotted line. You heard he mentioned Paul Reiser. He'll be on a reunion of stars from the 1987 vampire film, The Lost Boys. The iconic stars of the hit TV series Chips, Eric Estrada, Larry Wilcox. By the way, if you didn't know, Eric was the dark-haired fella and Larry was the blonde.
Right.
That series. And actor Marty Matulis. I know I'm sorry and I apologize for messing that up, but I'm quite not sure how to pronounce his last name. Known for his roles in Star Trek Picard and Star Trek Enterprise, to name a few. And you see, that's not a name you mess up, because the folks from Star Trek will let you know about it.
100%.
You idiot. Don't you know his name?
622 here.
Of all the groups I had to mess up, would be Star Trek.
we'll take a quick Please break forget. Here. When we return, Warrington Prep Academy students may, only may, be moved to Escambia County Schools. How to avoid that result and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about Carolyn Leavitt's second press conference and the concerns about a constitutional crisis, so-called. Also, the Elon Musk Oval Office interview, very fascinating stuff. Sheriff Bob Johnson told us about two traffic stops that wound up being much more significant events. And was our disappointment at the halftime show of the Super Bowl an indictment of the show, or maybe an indictment of us? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2020.
It's Creative Month and National Embroidery Month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola, with hot buys on embroidery machines through February 28th. Quiltoni will be there on March the 1st for a Bargello class and pixel quilting. And don't forget, the quilt show is coming up March 28th and 29th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Darrell's the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, and financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I think that is the Spinners.
Yes.
Be around. Boy, it's great memories on that one. 6:26. Hope you're having a great Monday night. Thank you so much for having us on. I mentioned this to you just a few minutes ago. Tax deadlines for the filing season on the way. Taylor Riggs has your Fox Business Tax Tip.
Tax deadlines to remember for your 2024 return. I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
It's
I'm
time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a
Join
week.
Me every
take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The last day to file your return is Wednesday, April 15th, but extensions need to be requested before that date. You or your accountant must file a Form 4868, extending your filing due date by 6 months. But CPA Bill Dendy says this won't help if you've come up short on funds to pay.
You can get an automatic extension to October 15th. You just want to make sure all your taxes are paid, because it's not an extension to pay, it's just an extension to file.
Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
All righty, 6:27 here, just a couple minutes past your traffic and weather together. Luckily, there's not too much to report on. We do have some minor backups just here and there in a couple of our usual spots, but it's nothing severe. Probably the worst looking spot right now is Palafox Street if you are traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. As for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 62, low of 49.
You know, one of the first things that President Reagan did when he moved into office, he fired the FAA controllers, air traffic controllers. That was just one of his big statements. Doge is now setting its sight on the FAA. I'm not saying that's where it's going, but DOGE is starting to investigate Federal Aviation Administration moves and employees. Ashley Strohmeyer has more and the details.
The Trump administration is looking to reform the FAA. On Monday, members of DOGE, which is Elon Musk's government downsizing team, will pay a visit to the FAA's Air Traffic Control Command Center in Virginia. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said on Sunday, the goal is to learn from air traffic controllers and to create a safer system. This comes as several hundred FAA probationary employees were fired this past week.
I mentioned this before the break. Warrington Prep Academy students may be moved to Escambia County Schools if and only if the Charter Schools USA site does not earn a C grade by the end of the 25-26 academic year. The PNJ reports that the charter school earned a 42 but needed a 44 for a C grade. Last month, the State Department of Education granted Warrington Prep one more year to improve its school grade from a D to a C. Charter Schools USA had four to get the school's grades up. But if the grade improves from any time within those 4 years, Charter Schools USA will earn a 15-year renewal.
Okay, a couple of things happening around here I want to just let you know about. Foiling Week is 7 days a week. Sailors from around the globe is going to be in Pensacola for the International Water Sport Event. Happens February 24th through March 2nd. During the weekend of March 1st, Community Maritime Park is going to transform into a race village for the public and a place to watch the races up really, really close. I can't wait. I'm ready to see I guess they get the foiling from the hydrofoil perspective of the boys there. Right. Before you slide out of here and we have to break for the bottom, mortgage rates. Let me give these to you real quick if you're thinking about maybe buying a home or selling a home.
Perhaps.
Those numbers, 30-year is 6.96%, 15-year is 6.41%.
Alrighty. And President Trump promoting a poll that shows Florida Republican Byron Donalds ahead in a hypothetical race for governor in the Sunshine State. It comes as Donalds has reportedly told donors that he plans on running for governor. Donalds endorsed Trump over current Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm Tom Bergotti. At least 17 people are hurt after a Delta Airlines plane flipped upon landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport in snowy and windy conditions. The flight carrying 76 passengers and four crew originated in Minneapolis. Live ATC captured tower control audio after the plane crashed.
There's people outside walking around the aircraft there. Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
No word yet on what caused the plane to flip over. High-level talks between U.S. and Russian officials to end the Ukraine war will take place in Saudi Arabia as Secretary of State Marco Rubio visits the kingdom.
American negotiators arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of the Russians. Ukrainians say they're not involved. NATO's Secretary General still believes this is the way forward and does not think U.S. negotiators will appease Putin.
That's Fox's Peter Doocy. America's listening to Fox News.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. JCPenney will close 8 locations this year. That's according to a company spokesperson, adding to the list of more than 200 closures since the company filed for bankruptcy 5 years ago. JCPenney previously announced plans to close more than 200 locations across the country. Egg prices hit a record high as the U.S. contends with an ongoing bird flu outbreak. The latest monthly consumer price index showed that the average price of a dozen grade A eggs reached $4.95 in January. This is up from $2.04 in August of 2023. TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. The Chinese-owned app had been removed from the two stores last month after TikTok's leadership temporarily halted its service in the U.S. in response to a national security law. President Trump signed an executive order to extend the law's deadline by an additional 75 days to April 5th. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute. There's been some speculation that the New York Giants or Pittsburgh Steelers could pull off a trade for Matthew Stafford this offseason. Here's my question, though. After just losing to the eventual Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the divisional round, why would the Los Angeles Rams trade Matthew Stafford now? Whatever contract adjustments that Stafford wants needs to get done, because the Rams have a limited window to win another Lombardi trophy, and trading Stafford this offseason would make zero sense for both Matthew and also the Rams. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one.
As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. You got to explain that one to me. I'm sorry.
How's that?
What is that?
That's Sherry Sherry Lady by Modern Talking.
Who?
Modern Talking. It's an older song.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey, I do too.
It's like dance club music.
Oh, I do too. I'm just wondering what it was.
Yeah. The darn good song's what it is.
All right, 6:37. I'm with you, man. I'm saying, tell me what you're saying. All right. Break out the sweaters. Cool, chilly nights are featured this week. Breezy days, going to make a feel-like temp feel a lot colder than it actually is. In fact, a cold blast will plummet the temps throughout the work week. So as we were talking throughout the past few hours here, that the extreme low will probably be in the upper 30s, the extreme high probably in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Am I correct, Mr. Austin?
Yeah, we can actually go ahead and just get a quick traffic and weather update. Right. Cracked
go
out of the right park
to
here.
The source here.
Yeah, because there's not much going on the roads anyway. Maybe some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Tahar, but outside of that, nothing. As for the weather, so we're sitting at 52 degrees right now, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 62, low of 49, so warmer, quote unquote. But then after that, and after that rain comes through on Wednesday, Wednesday night's low is currently listed at 32. Thursday night's low listed at 28.
Okay, another brutal hockey road week for the good guys as the Ice Flyers split the weekend series against Birmingham, dropping game one Friday 3-2, rebounding on Saturday with a 3-2 win over the Bulls. Ice Flyers returning home this weekend against Evansville. Three-game series beginning Friday. Okay, the Friday-Saturday game, puck drop 7:05. The Sunday, I call it the matinee game, 4:05. So check out the Flyers. They will be back in action on home ice.
And speaking of games that are upcoming in a little under 30 minutes, we've got a doubleheader on ESPN. Men's college basketball action getting underway, starting with number 3 Duke going to Charlottesville to take on the Virginia Cavaliers. Virginia trying to keep a winning record. And then at 9 o'clock, we got number 19 Arizona traveling on the road to take on Baylor. Baylor, a 1.5-point favorite, despite being 16-9 on the season. But that is fair, because Arizona is 17-8. They're one game better officially, but they're in the top 20. Baylor's unranked, so maybe the Bears are feeling a little bit slighted. Maybe they'll use that to their advantage.
Okay, BB is taking some attention today. Basketball, I'm talking about. Longtime NBA coach and former player in pretty hot water with the law. Jared Max explains for us.
The Dallas Mavericks have suspended assistant coach and former NBA point guard Darrell Armstrong following his arrest Saturday, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police in Dallas say they responded to a call 3:45 a.m. local time. According to Fox 4 in Dallas, Armstrong was arguing with his girlfriend. Police say the 56-year-old former NBA player hit her with a gun on the right side of her face and threatened to kill her. The woman told police Armstrong had been drinking. The Dallas Mavericks say they're gathering information and that the employee has been placed on administrative suspension pending the outcome of legal proceedings. Jared Max, Fox News.
Good Lord. Just what a terrible situation. That franchise, I'm sure their fans are just dying for one good reason to be in the news right now. But, you know, one guy that's in the news for good reason is Mac McClung. He made history over the weekend. He's an Orlando Magic two-way guard who has become the first player in NBA history to win three straight dunk contests. He was given perfect 50s on each of his four dunks, beating out San Antonio Spurs guard Stephon Castle in the final round.
Okay, bullying accusations between two former NFL teammates being walked back here this afternoon. Jared Max has more on this story.
Former NFL offensive lineman Jonathan Martin has been trying to move on from an identity he's been associated with for over a decade as the former player on the Miami Dolphins, who, according to a report by NFL hired attorney Ted Wells, was the victim of a pattern of harassment by then-Dolphins players Richie Incognito, Mike Pouncey, and John Jerry, which led Jonathan Martin to check into a hospital for his mental health. On social media, he had posted, "When you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge." Martin recently told ESPN, "I never believed for a second I was being bullied." He said this idea of being a victim came from his mother. Incognito, who was suspended by the Dolphins at the time, wrote on social media Sunday of Martin, "He couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit, and his mom blamed me." Jared Max, Fox News.
The thing is, I was just reading up about this, and the problem is, his mom gave him the idea that he was a victim. No, it's not like this Jonathan Martin dude was just sitting on his butt one day, and then his mom walked in and said, "You're a victim of racial and hateful bullying." There was racial stuff being said, hateful stuff being said by Incognito and others, I believe. And Jonathan may not have seen it as bullying, but that doesn't mean what Richie and the guys were doing was okay.
Okay, let me go down to another hole here.
Please do.
Yes, the U.S. beat Canada on Saturday night in the Four Nations game. It really, the game itself superseded what went on actually at the start of the game. At the start of the national anthem, set the tone for the whole evening. U.S. came out on top. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yes.
Let's play great hockey. They did that. Christina O'Coleman has more on this one.
Hockey fans in Montreal booed loudly during our national anthem last night before the game between the U.S. and Canada. Take a listen to that again. Yes. So the Canadian fans booed, even though the public address announcer asked the crowd to kindly respect the anthems and the players that represent each country. But that clearly didn't happen. And if that wasn't enough, three different fights broke out on the ice within 9 seconds of the game starting. Swinging punches, a helmet comes off, tension clearly running high. Now, this all went down during the Four Nations face-off game between the U.S. and Canada. This international hockey tournament features the best players in the world.
Good Lord, Canada, if you're going to do all that song and all that singing and dancing, the least you could do was win the game. My goodness. The U.S. won 3-1, by the way, if she didn't say that. Also, I had mentioned one Florida-based NBA player doing well during this All-Star weekend. Well, we've got another one. Miami Heat star Tyler Hero is the 2025 three-point contest champ, scored 24 points in the first round, besting fellow finalists Buddy Hield and Darius Garland. He also competed in yesterday's All-Star Game mini-tournament, scoring 6 points in a little under 8 minutes for Kenny's Young Stars.
Okay, a couple of winners at Daytona on Sunday. The first winner was 5-year-old Carolina Trump. She escorted her grandfather, President Trump, to the race in Daytona, which was very, very cool. She wore these red shoes, a little white Make America Great Again dress, a hat. She had the whole thing going for her. And if you were concerned about, hey, well, what about the race?
Yeah.
William Byron became the youngest driver to win multiple Daytona 500s. Great day. Well, they had some rain, but it was all in all.
Yeah, it clearly didn't hold William back at all. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Some of that congestion that we had on Palafox Street has moved up. So it was you were going to encounter it if you were traveling northbound towards Tahar. Now, if you are continuing northbound towards Massachusetts Avenue, that's where you're going to see some of those backups. But once again, it is very minor at this time. The only other major spot is also on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Olive Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 52 degrees right now, low of 42 to night. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 62, and as we get into Tuesday night, those rainfall chances are going to spike with the low being 49.
Okay, I want you to, when you get home, Austin, and if you're driving and you're heading home today or you're at home, I want you to check your cupboard.
Make
sure. Do you like granola bars?
They're all right.
Big recall to tell you about. a food distributor recalling batches of made good granola bars due to potential contamination involving metal objects in those bars,
okay,
which, if consumed, may result in a pretty serious safety hazard. Would you agree with me on that one?
Yes.
The following flavors of granola bars are impacted: the chocolate chip, the mixed berry, the strawberry granola, cookies and cream, chocolate banana, chocolate drizzled birthday cake granola, chocolate drizzled cookie on crumble granola bars, chocolate drizzled vanilla granola bars. There you go. The recall affects more than 2 million granola bars. Customers are urged to contact the consumer hotline 855-215-5695 if they have any questions about this recall. So if you are a granola bar aficionado, check them. Make sure it's not made good granola bars.
All righty.
And you'll thank me probably.
Yeah, hope. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's life or death here.
That's what I was doing, passing the bags out in the Milton Parade.
Yeah.
I would, you know, because we were at the front of the unit, and I would hand the bags to me, and they'd have those little cheap, little flimsy, like grocery bags. If you put two things in it, it's going to fall through. I said, you need one of my bags. It was the News Radio 93 bag. This is the bag you need.
Yes, an expert marketer here.
it was fun. I love the Milton Parade.
All righty, protests across protests against President Trump's policies since taking office taking place across the U.S. today. The demonstrations were organized by the 50-51 movement on what the group is calling Not My President's Day. Organizers described the movement as a fight against fascism and a call for government accountability. If you don't know what 50-51 is, by the way, apparently that is a shortened meaning for 50 protests, 50 states, one day.
Yeah.
And now you know.
Sure, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Israeli military officials claim they've killed a high-ranking Hamas mastermind who had been hiding in Lebanon. Eben Brown has the story.
Israel's defense forces say they killed a Hamas operations chief in Lebanon. Acting on intelligence, they located and eliminated Mohammed Shaheen in the area of the Lebanese city of Sidon on the Mediterranean coast.
south of Beirut. The operation was carried out through a strike by a drone flying overhead. Israel says Shaheen was the brains behind Hamas's attacks from Lebanon, responsible for organizing rocket launching from Lebanon towards Israel's population. The strike comes a full day before Israel's ceasefire with Hezbollah is due to expire, with that group's leader threatening attacks if Israel's military doesn't fully withdraw. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And speaking of Israel and Hamas, Israel set to receive six more hostages held by Hamas on Saturday. Sources told NBC News that in addition to these six hostages, Hamas is expected to turn over the bodies of multiple others on Thursday. So, to keep with the count here, of the 33 people set to be released in the first phase of the ceasefire deal, six living hostages and eight dead ones remain in the hands of Hamas.
Okay, so we're going down the international highway of information here right now, okay? Chinese foreign minister picking another bone with the U.S. This time, it is over Taiwan. CJ.
The communist nation claims America has gravely backpedaled on Taiwan, which it considers part of China. The foreign ministry points out to revise U.S. government fact sheet that removes a sentence on American opposition to independence for Taiwan. It believes that it sends the wrong message to separatist forces on the island and could further damage China-U.S. relations and the stability of the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan and China split in 1949 during the Civil War that brought the communists to power in China. The defeated nationalists fled to Taiwan and set up a rival government there. Taiwan has its own government and military, but has never declared formal independence from China. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Democrats set to lead nationwide protests this week in front of Tesla dealerships and local Congress offices. The organizing group is called Indivisible and has 1,300 chapters. Its intention is to bring attention to Doge executive Elon Musk and President Trump's efforts to gut federal agencies like the Department of Education. Indivisible co-founder Ezra Levin said, quote, "I can't think of something that polls worst in the richest man in the world coming after your Social Security check or your Meals on Wheels or your Head Start."
Something went terribly wrong this afternoon in Toronto. A Delta plane from Minneapolis, St. Paul, bound for the Toronto airport, has crash-landed. He crashed about 2:45 this afternoon. At least three people were critically injured, including a pediatric patient. Still not learning much more than that. And we've been looking at the B-roll, waiting to see the actual footage of how the plane crashed, because right now they're showing footage of the fuselage.
Right.
Doesn't have wings on it. Where'd the wings go? So we're still trying to look at that and review the B-roll on that one. Anyway, here's more from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The plane flipped upside down after touching down at Toronto Pearson International Airport. A post on X from airport officials said all the passengers are accounted for. A constable with Toronto's regional police said it's not known why the plane came to rest upside down. At the time of the accident, all flights at Toronto Pearson were halted. The FAA said in a statement that all 80 people are off the plane and that Canada's Transportation Safety Board will lead the investigation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, chicken owners, beware. A bird flu vaccine for chickens now has the green light. Details on it and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It's now Monday evening. Thank you so much for having us on today. Captain America soars over his competition to top the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has more in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Deborah Valentine. Captain America Brave New World delivering a heroic $88.5 million in its box office debut.
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
Stop!
Captain America caught without his wings.
Despite unfavorable reviews, the 35th entry in Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe ranks as the biggest opening weekend of the year. Captain America wasn't the only newcomer to movie theaters. Sony's Paddington in Peru opening in second place with $13 million.
There's a letter from Peru.
Dear Paddington, your Aunt Lucy. She's gone, and we have no idea where she is.
She raised me when I was orphaned as a cub.
If you ever get lost, just roar.
Sony's gory slasher Hard Eyes notching the number three spot with $10 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this evening. Not too much going on the roads here. Do have some backup still on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road, but it's very minor. And as for the weather, 52 degrees, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 62. But as we get into your Tuesday evening, there will be an increasing chance of showers up to as high as 90%, with Tuesday night's low being 49.
Okay, I know you're talking about this here, but there is a catastrophic flooding event unfolding in Tennessee, leaving to levee failures, high water rescues. It's really not pretty. Now, Jonathan Serry, he is reporting from Reeves, Tennessee, one of the two, with the latest on this Tennessee flooding.
Here in Reeves, Tennessee, most residents evacuated their homes over the weekend, but first responders have been going out in boats to encourage the rest to leave. They say without electricity and with plunging temperatures, it's too dangerous to stay behind. At the same time, local officials are sympathetic because they know how difficult it will be for many storm survivors to rebuild.
We have a real low economic base here. It's a real poverty area. So, you know, some people have flood insurance, but a lot of people can't afford the flood insurance. So they're kind of left on their own to try to get their house back in order.
That's Fire Chief Campbell Rice, who's been working in the town of Reeves, Tennessee for 35 years, dealing with floods, sometimes multiple floods per year. He says what happened here last weekend is unprecedented. In Reeves, Tennessee, Jonathan Serry, Fox News.
All right, mentioned this before the break. A bird flu vaccine for chickens now has the green light. The Department of Agriculture gave conditional approval Friday to Zoetis, a company which started updating its vaccine in 2022. Millions of chickens have been killed to stop the spread, causing a massive spike in egg prices.
Okay, event coming up. It's going to be a goodie. Ready for a community impact day?
Yes.
Well, it's happening at the Pensacola Young Professionals Nonprofit Expo. That will be Saturday. They kick it off 11 a.m. At the Museum Plaza Not sure where this is? Well, I'll tell you. 120 Church Street, right behind, I guess it's the old museum building. So you can check it out right there. The expo offers an opportunity to connect with and learn from the diverse nonprofit organizations dedicated to impacting our communities. So that's coming up this Saturday here. Prosecutors fighting back against the Justice Department's decision to drop the federal corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Allie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The biggest story in the media right now is the corruption case of New York Mayor Eric Adams, because it is tearing the Justice Department apart. The Trump DOJ ordered the charges dropped on relatively flimsy grounds. One, it would interfere with the mayor's effort to cooperate on immigration with the Trump administration. Two, he's running for re-election. You could say that about any public official. They acknowledged they didn't even look at the evidence. And seven prosecutors at this recording have now resigned, including the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who calls this a corrupt deal, including another career prosecutor who said, find some coward to do this. It is the politicization of justice. Even many conservatives are saying that. And it's not over. The judge also has to weigh in. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, and a rare public appearance by Jack Nicholson, along with surprise guest spots from Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, among the most talked about moments from SNL's 50th anniversary special. The comedy sketch show aired the 3.5-hour long live show celebrating its history on Sunday night. SNL 50 now available to stream on Peacock.
Okay, great facility over in Fort Walton Beach. I'm talking about the Gulfarium. They have opened Manatee Cove over there, a new habitat designed to provide long-term care for rescued manatees and keep them off and out of the cold weather. Florida's manatees face dangerous conditions with developing cold stress, a potentially deadly condition. Manatee Cove, by the way, is open to the public. So go check that out. Hey, have a great evening. Back at 4 for Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.